Good morning. My name is Reverend Peter Fewings, leading you in this service for the 6th of September, this morning, about the creative work of Christ, not only in the beginning, but sustained creation actively throughout time and into the new creation of eternal life. This is a new liturgical season instituted for the month of September and helps us to recognize not just in thanks for the harvest or our responsibility as green stewards of God's creation, but the active involvement of Jesus encouraging and supporting his created humanity, his children, many of whom do not recognize him. We will take our reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, which recognizes Jesus as the Word, reflecting also the 500th anniversary of Tyndale this year. Do see the exhibition in the chapel, and also if you want to walk from Wootton to the monument at Nibley. So this gives us the Bible in our own language, and God speaks to us as us through the Word. We will start with a poem based on the role of Christ Creator. Poem by Amir Sahil. It's very simple. Light of all truth, life of all humankind, love made flesh, origin and goal of creation, orator of eternal words, only begotten Son. Glory of the Father, giver of abundant grace, grantor of inheritance. Unto him all sin was laid, yet over him darkness has no power. Of his ways all nations will learn. See, he came and dwelt among us. Sing, he has saved us from death. Stand, he will come to his own once again. And more traditionally, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we respond, let us rejoice and be glad in it. We've come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. So let's first of all come to confession. Jesus said, before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled as brothers and sisters in God's family. We come together to ask our Father for forgiveness. Together we pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in the newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. And the absolution. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So then we come to our reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Many of us know this, and often we stand for it. You may want to do that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not recognize him. And he came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of the blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full and great of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. When I was writing this talk just after a heat wave, the night sky was brilliant with stars, hundreds of light years away, brilliantly defined in the firmament. Others were shooting across the sky as shooting stars, and Lynn and I, with millions of others, have just witnessed a 90% eclipse of the sun. These things reopened our eyes to the wonders of creation. And on the other hand, we see the naked power of numerous wildfires burning off areas the size of the Isle of Wight. Earthquakes in Colombia, Indonesia, and Japan were ripping up the surface of the earth destructively. What is happening? Has God changed his mind? Or are we responsible for destroying God's beautiful world? The words of Psalm 8 come to mind. How majestic is your name in all the earth? And then later on, what are humans that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Or in some older versions, the Son of Man that you are mindful of him. So my question is, who are we in the face of the power and creativity of God who created us? Well, just a few things that came to mind from this passage in John 1. Jesus, it says, was in the beginning with God. Yes, Jesus, the Word, was God. Yes, he shared his creative power with God. Then again in Colossians we read that Jesus was the image of the invisible God, and that all things have been created through him, and more importantly, for him. The created world is not just made for us, but we are part of it and have responsibilities to look after it for Jesus, who called himself the Son of Man. Another verse in Romans tells us that creation waits in eager anticipation for the sons of God to be revealed, but also that creation groans as in the pain of childhood. And then it says that creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay, perhaps with our help in some instances, and certainly God's hand upon it. But the important thing also that we read is that we have been adopted as children of God, as part of Christ's plan to complete creation and look after creation. The truth of the Word made flesh is an agape sacrificial love. It consists of God loving us so much that it enabled him to send his Son Jesus to die for us, so that his creation might be saved and completed, not only in the world around us, but within us and through the Holy Spirit that is sent to us to teach us and to counsel us. Christ has given us abundant life through the hope of the resurrection of Jesus in our lives. How is that abundant life working itself in our lives? Our life shines when we believe God loves all and longs for each to become his children. So just a thought that part of creation is that we have become and have been made and adopted as children of God. As in my introduction, it seems there are things where darkness almost seems to overcome light. But we are told in this passage that light cannot be overcome by darkness, the light of Christ, that is. Just like a single candle in a gigantic underground cavern is not put out by the 99.99% of darkness that is around and can be seen as a pinprick from the other side of the cavern. Jesus, the Word, is a light to our feet and a lantern to our path, however much darkness there is around us. When evil rains down on us and all feels dark, there is no question that God is not with us. And that thought alone is our encouragement in these times of conflict, threats, and fear. Perhaps it might seem threatening that Jesus would like us to receive him. Have we received him or not? This is sad that the promised people of God wanted to crucify the Messiah they were waiting for. Unbelief is an example of what keeps the world in darkness. It introduces suspicion, conspiracy theories, and even fear. Like offering a life-saving vaccine which is rejected because it might poison us. In proportion, 0.1% have side reactions to these vaccines. It is easy to think we are playing it safe by staying on board a sinking ship. We don't want to change from where we are at this particular point in time. And in Capernaum, the crowd did not accept Jesus' offer to heal and free from oppressive evil spirits. And because of that, no healing was possible in Capernaum, and Jesus had to move on. And they even tried to push him over a cliff, it says in Luke 4. Creation is not just the world around us, but it is the created's, that's us, the created's attitude to who made us and knows and loves us. And God said that all who receive him will be adopted as children of God, born of God. This means we'll have God's Spirit within us to help us, forgive us, and teach us. It is not Jesus predestining our decisions. It is us who make this decision whether to receive him or not. If we do not receive him, we do not have adoption as children. Maybe God didn't try hard enough to reach us, or didn't hear him, or we didn't hear him. But this is not true either. He sent his son to die for us so that we would make a different decision and that we would be saved. Wycliffe Bible Translators and Bible Society are working towards every language and nation having a Bible, or the Word, as it were, in their own heart language, including teaching literacy, so that everyone can know God's saving love. And I mentioned before that in the introduction that Tyndale's 500th anniversary of making sure that this could happen in England was very, very significant. So God's way of truth and love went to the extent of letting Jesus become flesh, be crucified and raised again to take our sin on his shoulders. God really dwelt among us to see what temptation felt like, and to feel rejection by some as well as acceptance by others, who in turn spread the good news. All can relent our unbelief, even in our deathbeds. In these few words, John summarizes everything this is important to know, and which he expands on later. That is, Jesus is the light of the world. Briefly say together an affirmation of our common faith in Jesus Christ, if you would like to say it with me. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took on our human nature, died for us and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God's Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? I believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the Church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A few short general prayers. Let us pray for the breaking in of God's kingdom in our world today. Lord God, because Jesus has taught us to trust you in all things, we hold to his word and share his pleas. We just respond to that with, your kingdom come, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Where nations budget for war, while Christ says, put down your sword. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Where countries waste food and covet fashion, while Christ says, I was hungry, I was thirsty. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Where powerful governments claim their policies are heaven-blessed, while Scripture states that God helps the powerless. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Where Christians seek the kingdom in the shape of their own church, as if Christ had come to build and not to break barriers. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Where we, obsessed with being adults, forget to become like the children of God. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord God, you have declared that your kingdom is among us, and your creation is being renewed. Open our ears to hear it, our hands to serve it, our hearts to hold it and feel it. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we end with a poem again, called The Coming, and it's by R.S. Thomas. And God held in his hand a small globe. Look, he said. The sun looked, far off as through water. He saw a scorched land of fierce colour. The light burned there. Crusted buildings cast their shadows. A bright serpent, a river, uncoiled itself radiant with slime. On a bare hill, a bare tree saddened the sky, and many people held out their thin arms to it as though waiting for a vanished April to return to its crossed boughs. The sun watched them. Let me go there, he said. R.S. Thomas. So that is the Creator Jesus speaking to us. So a final blessing. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.